Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, what's happening? It is Paul Machin here with your daily dose of Red Men Bite Size, wrapping up all the bits and pieces of news around Liverpool Football Club. On today, Thursday the 23rd of March, we've got, believe it or not, another potential twist in the boring Bellingham saga. It's probably not boring, to be fair, is it? Maybe I'm just bored of it. News of more fitness woes around one of Liverpool's international players. A Bundesliga star being tentatively linked with the club, and some news on which former heroes will be gracing the hallowed turf of Anfield one more time this weekend for the Liverpool legends. Let's start things then with the fitness woes, and this one is absolutely fascinating in a really weird way. BBC, bbc.co.uk, with a very straight report on this. Gakpo withdraws from Netherlands squad. Yes, it says here, Cody Gakpo has withdrawn from the Netherlands squad due to illness. The Dutchman is among a number of players that withdraw from the squad, including Newcastle United Sven Botman, due to a viral illness within the camp. The forward had been included in the squad for his nation's 2024 European Championship qualifiers against France and Gibraltar. Liverpool have confirmed that he will now return to the club to recover for the remainder of the March international break. So yes, Cody Gakpo, obviously provided he recovers, it could end up being good news for Liverpool that he won't have two additional games of football to play. But yeah, he will not be involved with the Netherlands to Euro 2024 qualifiers, which is, yeah, from a Liverpool perspective, pretty good. There is, however, another slight twist in this tale, and this coming from Mike Verwij, who is a Dutch sports journalist. And often I will attempt to read another language. However, Dutch is a little bit beyond me. So I've used Google Translate for this. It says, news. Those involved in this case are convinced that chicken curry in the Dutch national team hotel is the cause of the illness for Botman, De Ligt, Veerman, Verbruggen and Gakpo. Yes, so a dodgy curry has potentially gifted Cody Gakpo basically 2 weeks off of competitive football. There you go. I'm sure we can all empathise with that. I feel certain that most of us will have been in that situation in our life at one time or another. Thoughts and feelings and prayers go to Cody Gakpo and, more importantly, the person who has to clean his bathroom in the coming days. I'm so sorry. Fabrizio Romano, transfer guru, has tweeted this. Florian Wirtz, attracting a lot of interest as one of the best talents in the world, but Bayer Leverkusen remain convinced he will stay at least until 2024. Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Liverpool keep following the situation. The race is 100% open. Yes, Fabrizio Romano linking Liverpool with German wunderkid Florian Wirtz, out of interest for those of you unfamiliar with him. He is 19 years old. He'll turn 20 before the end of the season. Transfermarkt has him as an attacking midfielder. He's got 4 caps for Germany so far. He's made 13 appearances in all comps this season for Bayer Leverkusen, 9 in the Bundesliga, getting 4 assists. 4 assists in just 521 minutes of football. And in the Europa League, he's made 4 appearances, got 2 goals and 2 assists. So 4 goal contributions in 365 minutes, meaning in total 13 appearances, 2 goals, 6 assists in less than 900 minutes of action, which are very, very encouraging numbers. This on the back of basically being out for the first half of the season. With a ruptured cruciate ligament, recovering from that. In fact, he didn't make his first appearance until after the World Cup break this season, and since then he's been pretty much an ever-present for Bayer Leverkusen. So yeah, very, very encouraging indeed. In fact, in his career so far, and again at such a tender age, he's got 21 goals and 28 assists in 91 Bayer Leverkusen appearances. Very, very highly regarded, and one that potentially is on Liverpool's radar. The question being, where would he play if he was to play for Liverpool? Of course, that's, you know, a question to be answered by people higher up the food chain than us. But is that the kind of player that you would like to see attracted to Liverpool Football Club? Do let us know if you ever want to interact with anything we do here on this podcast. You can tweet us at the Redmen TV.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, let's move things forward to the real bombshell of the day. It came by initially, well, it caught my eye via Indy Kehler, because of course, ITK superstar that he is. Was basically tweeted out to say that Liverpool had submitted a £97 million bid for Jude Bellingham. Always one to be taken with a pinch of salt, a grain of salt, an entire fistful of salt. However, Dave OC Cop has also expanded on an article written by Marker, or the OCCop.com, written by Dan Shepburn. With the headline, Marker claim that Liverpool have made an offer of £97 million for long-term target Jude Bellingham. A new report by Spanish outlet Marker stated that an initial £97 million bid has been made by the Anfield-based side for their long-term midfield targets. The report does, however, suggest that the fee might not be enough to lure the English sensation away from Borussia Dortmund. With Manchester City and Real Madrid also buzzing around, it's refreshing to see that Liverpool are on the front foot in their chase for Bellingham's signature. The initial fee of 97 has been claimed by Marker as the lowest possible price the German giants would consider, with the final figure rising to €150 million with bonuses, etc. According to Marker, the two English clubs in the race have presented higher offers than that of Real Madrid, but the Spanish heavyweights will be hoping Bellingham prioritises success over the fee. Liverpool ownership uncertainty is reportedly having a negative impact on their pursuit. The Anfield camp recognises Bellingham as a crucial acquisition to re-energise his team going into the next term, with the club currently only pushing for top four, as we all know. For now, the Birmingham City graduate is focused on Dortmund and winning the Bundesliga, but in the background, something tells me this saga is far from over. Yes, says Dan Shepherd for Dave OC Cop.com. Just to kind of expand on a few little bits and pieces from that Marker, also writing as of this morning, that Real Madrid are reasonably optimistic about the chances they have to sign their primary target, Bellingham. They are aware they can't compete with the financial muscle of the Premier League clubs, but are confident the Borussia Dortmund midfielder will have the last word. One interesting thing, they say Los Blancos believe that when the time comes, Bellingham will be more attracted by a move to Real than a possible preference of his father, Mark, and other members of the family, which lies with a return to England. They hope that Bellingham will not be seduced by the figures that the English clubs are willing to spend in order to lure him back to his native country. Bellingham is stressed that he will make a decision on his future in the next 2 or 3 weeks. They say as well, Marca, that Dortmund have set a price between 110 and 115 million euros plus bonuses. So that, as mentioned before, the total would cost 150 million euros. A similar figure to one Dortmund demanded from Barcelona for Ousmane Dembele. So yeah, obviously more twists and turns. What a wild week it's been in terms of Jude Bellingham stuff, from David Ornstein reporting on Monday that effectively Liverpool wouldn't be entering into a bid for him because they didn't want to end up in a bidding war, to reports that a bid has actually been submitted. Believe it when it's covered by, I would suggest, slightly more reputable journalists. This has a strong vibe of a random 10:30 Paul Joyce tweet at some point in the next couple of weeks, laying out where Bellingham's next move is going to be, and then it will explode from there. But we shall see, one would guess. There will definitely be more to come from this. Okay. Finally then, with no current Reds in action for the Mighty Reds this weekend, attention will turn to the Liverpool legends, who are in action this weekend. The full squad has been announced this via this is Anfield.com. And Adam Beattie writes this one: Liverpool have named the full 20-man legend squad to face Celtic this Saturday, with a host of famous names getting ready for an Anfield reunion. They're back in action this weekend following a 2-1 victory over Man United back in September. Celtic legends were making the trip to Anfield on Saturday for a 3 p.m. kickoff, with both sides searching for bragging rights in the charity fixture. The highest profile technically player is Ragnar Klavan, apparently, who is yet to officially retire, it says, though he left Estonian club Paider Linnamikskond last year. And Charlie Adam has only just confirmed his retirement. In September, he joins the ranks as well. So two legends debutants this time around. Jamie Webster's apparently going to be playing as well, which is good. Robbie Keane is set to feature for Liverpool and Celtic by playing a half for each team. Go ahead. So, for those of you interested, the squad is as follows. Jerzy Dudek and Sander Vestergaard are the goalkeepers. Defenders are Sami Hyypiä, Martin Skrtel, Ragnar Klavan, Fabio Aurelio, Gregory Vigneault and Bjørn-Tore Kvamme. Midfielders, Steven Gerrard, Steve McManaman, Charlie Adam, Momo Sissoko, Gary McAllister, Mark Gonzalez, Albert Riera and Salif Diaw. And the forwards are Robbie Keane, Dirk Kuyt, Jibril Cisse and Luis Garcia. And apparently tickets are on sale, £27 for adults, £7 for juniors and £17 for over 65s. As we said, we should have some coverage of that over on the Red Men YouTube and on Red Men Plus and our socials. We're sending Steve and I believe Chloe to that game at the weekend as well, so make sure you stay tuned for some cool action. There should be an open training session which we'll be covering tomorrow as well, so yeah, keep your eyes peeled on all that, and will we see a little bit of Steven Gerrard magic? And don't forget, of course, that the money goes to the LFC Foundation, who do some absolutely brilliant work providing help, support and all kinds of different things for the local community in Anfield and the wider Liverpool region as well. So yes, if you want to go along to that game, then do just that. And as I've said, I said it on Pressbox this week on LFC TV, I said it on Red Men's podcast, it's always colder than you think. The sun will probably be out, it will be warm in the day, and then it will be freezing by full time. So don't be sucked into the shorts and t-shirt vibe. Pack a jacket, maybe some shorts. They've got those, you know, the zip-on leg things. Don't even know if they do that anymore. But yeah, if you've got them, wear them. Right, just want to bring your attention to another couple of things as well. If you need more Liverpool content in your life, I mentioned the Red Men Originals podcast just briefly there. We had a good old chat around the Jude Bellingham saga over on there. The Biased Football podcast as well, which is exclusive to Red Men Plus. We talked heavily about the the madness of Antonio Conte and his Tottenham Hotspur kickoffs. There was an expert insight with Luke Entwistle talking about a move for Paul Mitchell, potential next director of football for Liverpool, from a man who knows the inside scoop over in Monaco. And of course, Neil Jones is available for Geno Insights, recorded today with Steve Hall. More on the Jude Bellingham situation. If you want to listen to those shows as podcasts or watch them as videos, head to redmanplus.com. We've got an amazing offer for all of our bite-sized listeners. If you sign up as a monthly club captain, head to the website, click join now, click a monthly club captain subscription and use the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, all caps, on the payment screen. We'll give you 50% off for 3 months. So yeah, head to redmanplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain, use the code BITESIZE on the payment screen, grab yourself an amazing discount and get some absolutely fabulous Liverpool content in your ears and eyes to keep you occupied during this wild international break filled with transfer speculation and misery. And we'll keep that wolf from your door by keeping you entertained with some really, really good stuff. Documentaries, features, it's boss. I highly, highly recommend check it out and get it for 50% off. It's an absolute steal. Anyway, that is it for Bite Size from me today. Have an amazing day. Your sound, and we'll see you all soon. Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.